I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. The federal government is investigating the Texas Education Agency after deeming that its guidance prohibiting mask mandates in schools last week may be preventing school districts in the state from considering or meeting the needs of students with disabilities. The U.S. Department of Education Office for Civil Rights launched the investigation on Tuesday, just days after the TEA quietly updated its public health guidance. On Friday, the state agency said that school districts once again can't require face coverings, citing that courts are not blocking Governor Greg Abbott's executive order prohibiting local mask mandates. The agency did not immediately respond to a request for comment or say how or if it will enforce the order or if every school district in the state has been notified of this change. In a letter to TEA Commissioner Mike Morath, federal officials said the investigation will focus on whether or not students with disabilities who are at greater risk for severe illness from COVID-19 are prevented from safely returning to in-person education, which would violate federal law. The Education Department has launched similar investigations in Iowa, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah. Experts say Shell's decision to leave the Permian Basin is unlikely to impact Texas workforce or climate issues. Midland Mayor Patrick Payton expects most people working for Royal Dutch Shell in West Texas to keep their jobs after the energy giant sold its oil and gas business in the Permian Basin to ConocoPhillips for $9.5 billion cash on Monday. Instead, Payton said, many of Shell's oil and gas workers will likely do similar jobs for ConocoPhillips, the Houston-based company that appears to be going all in on oil and gas in West Texas. For Shell, the motivation for the sale was to meet the company's goal of shrinking its carbon dioxide emissions and increasing its share of renewable energy sources, objectives made legally binding by a Dutch court this summer. The company has faced pressure to reduce its oil and gas production and produce more clean energy in response to its concerns from investors and the public about climate change. But despite Shell's climate change goals, energy experts said the deal, which moves more than 175,000 barrels per day in production from one major company to another, isn't a signal that the industry is focusing more on protecting the environment and reducing emissions, just transferring who produces them. U.S. Senator John Cornyn says he will run for the Senate's GOP leadership role should Minority Leader Mitch McConnell choose to step down. But he said as long as McConnell wants to be a leader, he will continue to support him. McConnell, who has been the GOP's leader since 2006, has faced frequent questions about his intent to step down from the role. In May, the 79-year-old shut down speculation about his retirement in an interview with a local news station, saying he's still in the height of his career. Should he ever be elected by the Republican caucus, Cornyn would be the first member of Congress from Texas to serve as a party leader in the Senate since former President Lyndon B. Johnson. This fall membership drive, the Texas Tribune is trying to find 500 new readers to support our journalism. Are you one of them? Support our nonprofit newsroom at texastribune.org/give. Your gift will help us unlock $50,000 in matching funds from the Lowy Law Firm. Donate and double your impact at texastribune.org/give. That's texastribune.org/give. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by UT Southwestern. Join UT Southwestern from 11 a.m. to noon on September 22nd at TribFest 21 for a free conversation about COVID-19 and the booster shot. For more information, visit utswmed.org/whattoknow.